is Monday, and this is the start of the second week of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We've made it. A little rainy out, deciding whether it wants to continue to be humid. But we have a very exciting week and show coming up. So just to look ahead for this next 2 hours, what we have coming up. To no one's shock, Uber was less than ethical in the global expansion, but does that even matter to you? Do you know what the Secretary of State does in Wisconsin? Right now, not a lot, but soon could be more. Camping, yay or nay? And then at the top of the second hour, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to join us to talk about what life is like right now as a women's health professional since June 24th in Wisconsin, when Roe was overturned and Wisconsin reverted back to an 1849 abortion ban. I think the story she has to tell us will be sobering, to say the least. And at the end of today's show, I need someone to explain to me the obsession with lawn care, because I don't get it. At any point today, you can call or text in 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So join us when you have thoughts, opinions, or just want to tell us that we're wrong. But I am so excited because my guest co-host for today is a radio veteran, nay, a radio legend. She has been on the air for 41 years, and she is fresh off of her last day at WTMJ, which is where we met. Jane Matinere, welcome to WAUK 540 and the Shaw 101.1 FM.
I am so delighted to be here, Kristen. Thank you so much for inviting me to co-host the second week of your show.
Second week, yeah. You didn't want to take a vacation, though? I mean, after your last day after 7 years, 7 or 8 years?
7 years
at WTMJ, you didn't think, you're like, ah, maybe I'll take a week off. You just like immediately took up the offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was too good to pass up. And I think what you're doing and what WAUK is doing is really exciting and long overdue. And so it's just really a pleasure to be here.
And you get to have opinions today.
I do. And as you know me off the air, I do sometimes have opinions.
You do sometimes have opinions.
I know. It's shocking.
As your role at WTMJ was always in the newsroom.
Right.
And so I know, because of the work I do at Journal Sentinel, I strictly have to stay in opinion because it cannot bleed over into journalism, versus because I am it's very obvious to see I have opinions.
Right.
And so now, but today at least, we get to finally hear what you think about all the topics we have picked.
It will be I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, definitely. Even after all these years, it's always a new. Every new station is different, and but it's exciting. It's really exciting.
All right. Well, at the end of the show, I want to spend some time talking more about radio, past, present, future, and why you spent your entire career in it. But for now, we've had a little bit. It kind of feels like Groundhog's Day once again. The news as of yesterday, I think, was once again, Trump has called on Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, to take back Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to declare him the winner of the presidential race.
It's unbelievable. I mean, how much money have we paid Michael Gableman already as taxpayers to get to the bottom of this? And there has still been no reports. There have still been no conclusions on this widespread fraud. And I was thinking about this last night, when Donald Trump lost to Ted Cruz in the Iowa primary,
in the caucus,
he said that was rigged too. So this
it started from the get-go.
This has been, I think this has been going on. Anytime he loses anything, it was rigged or he was cheated. That's just his MO. An explanation for everything, because God knows he can't be a loser.
God knows. I mean, you know that was why he at first didn't want to name Donald Jr. Donald. He's like, well, what if he turns out to be a loser? He can't share the same name as me.
Too late.
He's like, whoo.
Whoops.
All right. Well, so basically on Truth Social, his Twitter, where he reigns. This was after, because it was after on Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday said that ballot boxes are now illegal in Wisconsin. So whether or not you think that's a big deal, not a big deal, right, wrong, it is what it is. What it doesn't prove is that there was election fraud. But for some reason, because of that, Donald Trump now feels vindicated to bring this back up. So on his On Truth Social, he said, other states are looking at and studying the amazing Wisconsin Supreme Court decision declaring ballot boxes illegal. Again, this has lots of random capitalization. And that decision includes the 2020 presidential election. Speaker Robin Voss has a decision to make. Exclamation point. Does Wisconsin reclaim the electors, turn over the election to the actual winner, parentheses, by a lot, end parentheses, or sit back and do nothing as our country continues to go to hell? Brave American patriots already have a resolution on the floor.
It's just lunacy. And I also think it's a continuing grift.
Yeah.
This is a great way to make money. You know, I was robbed. You were robbed.
Pay me
so I can make sure that we don't get robbed, and just keep paying me so I can prevent other people from robbing you. And it's an endless grift. And I have to think that there are moderates who are so tired of hearing this.
I totally agree. So that, because that was not the only rinse and repeat Groundhog's Day that happened over the weekend. So Ron Johnson is back talking about the 2020 election and blaming Mark Zuckerberg. I think we have the clip. I think this was from Fox News over the weekend. We got it, Luke?
I do have it here. Just give me one moment.
All right. So basically, this was after. So this is, he's talking about Mark Zuckerberg here, but this was also, I think, some point last week on OAN. He was talking about Hunter Biden's sex raid and how Biden funded it. And so he's like backing himself into a corner, I think, as far as what he's choosing to talk about on these, whenever he gets a chance to go on TV, right? And he could be talking about inflation. He could be talking about crime. He could be talking about the border, like all the things that maybe there's a little bit more ground to stand on. And yet he's still talking about all the conspiracy theory stuff. And so as soon as we get the clip, because basically he's on Fox saying how Zuckerberg's people had the key to the ballot boxes, and that if anytime we ever talk about this, though, we were called conspiracy theorists, but there was actually real problems. But the reality of is that he's caught on tape when he didn't know that he was being taped.
Right.
It wasn't an interview. This was last August. Breaking down, he goes, listen, Trump lost. Trump lost because he didn't get enough votes. If you look at all of that, we had record voting in Wisconsin, and both Trump and Biden broke records for the most amount of votes ever cast in Wisconsin. And Trump just didn't get enough. There was enough for the rest of the Republicans, like his down ballot. So he like very calmly and intelligently explains this to the woman who was faking being a big lie.
Right. Supporter. Yeah.
But so we know that he knows that when he's not garnering attention in the way of wanting to double down on the big lie and these different conspiracies, that he knows the real truth. And so where does this leave moderates or even like center right people? Like, instead of Trump is Trump, but even as Johnson is coming up on this very competitive race this fall, is the polling telling him that there's just enough people in Wisconsin who still believe this, which is why he's choosing this route?
I have to think so, because again, there is no logic, and there's still no evidence of any of this. And the whole Zuckerberg thing and the Zuckbucks, they donated money to two nonprofits that help administer elections. And so these various election officials from all over the country, including here in Wisconsin, could apply for these grants because it was the pandemic year for more mail-ins, and they had to obviously change some of their processes. So The Hunter Biden, they've been trying to sell that for more than 2 years.
Well, and there ended up being some kind of legitimacy to the story, right? And then there was a backlash on the media who decided not to run that story. But like, it still has, there's still no connection to what that President Biden has done anything illegal or unethical in regards to his son, right? It's just that
absolutely
Hunter Biden's not the most stand-up fellow.
He's got some issues.
But yeah, to your point about just recently, at the end of May, early June, there was another Wisconsin judge that ruled that it was lawful for the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is Zuckerberg's group, for all the different cities that it applied to get private funding, that it was legal for them to accept that funding.
Yes.
And because it went to every city who applied for it, regardless of voting patterns of that city, that judge also ruled that he did not think it unfairly benefited Democrats. Because with the Gableman investigation, he only cares about Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Eau Claire, and La Crosse, because those are the blue cities.
Right.
And so, I don't know, you know, I feel like if you have thoughts on if this, if there's enough people you know in Wisconsin that this message is still resonating with why they would vote for him, I would love to hear from you. Because I feel like even my Republican friends
are they just fed up?
Right? They're just like, there's other things to be talking about that are bigger problems, that it just doesn't feel like a winning message.
Well, and it's unfortunately, it's not a winning message, but at this point, it's just about one ego. Yeah. It is. It's about one ego.
It's really two egos. I mean, Ron Johnson has an ego.
Okay. We'll go with two.
All right. If you have thoughts on this, call us at 844-967-2789. What you think this messaging means, why are they still doing it, besides they just can't let it go. When we come back, we'll talk about that and also Uber. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Things that didn't need to be exposed.